Yes, this Darla, go right ahead, ma'am.
Yes, this is. All right. I had a heart attack about 3 months ago, June 18th, and they put acute heart attack. They put four stents in. My LAD was 100% blocked, and I had a lot of just issues. It was kind of a perfect storm. But anyway, so I'm back taking a lot of my supplements, and I'm on a lot of prescription, which I'm not happy about. But I was wondering what you would maybe suggest for increasing my heart health and not having a repeat.
Okay. Well, just because time is short, let me refer you to the only cardiologist in the country who knows a whole bunch of stuff about natural heart health. That's what he does. His name is Stephen Sinatra. His name is Stephen Sinatra. Yeah. He's not a brother of Frank. In fact, he says he's not a relative. But it's Stephen Sinatra, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Now, if you put in Stephen Sinatra and books into your search engine on your computer, up will come, no kidding, close to 30 books that man has written over the years. And you can just go through the titles and you can find which one is most relevant to things you can do about your heart. But seriously, ma'am, the reason I'm referring you to that book is there are just a ton of things that can be done to strengthen the heart. Just for example, there's 70 studies or more on a sugar, a safe sugar that doesn't raise blood sugar or mess the blood sugar up a bit, that's called ribose, and it's found in all the natural food stores. It's in a powder. You can use it for a sweetener. You can just swallow it straight. It doesn't matter. And ribose really strengthens the heart. So that's only one of many things you're going to find in Dr. Sinatra's books on heart health.
Okay. I can do that.
So please do, because you'll get a lot more information than I can give you in the next couple of minutes. And I'm sorry time's so short, but you can get that information.
Yeah. I'm kind of concerned about the statins that I'm taking. I really don't like that. So.
Ma'am, I wouldn't go anywhere near a statin. Okay, maybe it's going to get your cholesterol down, but as you probably heard me carry on before, cholesterol is not the cause of heart attack and stroke. Yeah. And number two, it leads to cognitive decline. There's all kinds of studies. If you ever got into what's called PubMed and put in G-O-L-O-M-B and then the initials B-A with no periods in between, and just, that's all you got to put in there, up will kind of come. A list of studies showing all the hazards of statins, and nobody wants to publicize those studies.
Sure. So that you said G-O-L-O-M?
B. No, B as in boy. And then just the two letters B-A, and put that in PubMed, and you'll get a whole bunch of them.
PubMed. All right. Thank you. That's very helpful.
You're welcome, ma'am, and happy Sinatra book.